Residents couldn't believe their eyes. It was something you would see in a film, and that was putting it mildly. You've seen the footage on Sky and everything else yourself, Minister. This is the second time this happened, Minister, and we can never let it happen again. I was there in sight that morning, and I seen firsthand the decimation that it caused. Only for the local people got stuck on as soon as possible once the alarm was raised, and I can't thank them enough. But, Minister, leading on, residents now, they can't sleep at night when there's a weather warning. They're too afraid to go to sleep. It's March now, and the sandbags are still outside the door, believe it or not. I can get you photographs to show you. Some businesses have closed, the laundrette was there for decades, and it's closed. It serves the town, the whole area, from Malmbeg as far as Donegal town. And it's heartbreaking for that family to have to close. The price, what they would get, wouldn't even buy one machine, Minister. That's the reality of it all. As far as I'm aware, only one person has received any funding. The rest are still waiting, and that's 5 months in. You know, Minister, you know, we're here to help people. And I know you're a man that gets stuck on and you do help people. I'm asking you to help the people of Killybegs at Bridge Street. I mean, 5 months on and nobody came back to the residents to say, is there a plan in place? What are we going to do? At the end of the day, they do live in fear now once there's a weather warning. So I would just ask you for an update on how we can really get these people, you know, back to normal. It's normal life hasn't been in Killybegs and Bridge Street since the 24th of November and the last year. So we'll just ask you for a helping hand that we try and get it sorted out once and for all, that this would never happen again.